The natural hair journey can seem challenging and leaving you to feel unsure and stuck. It may not be easy, but it can be simple. In each episode, we'll take a look into strategies so you can gain a better understanding on how to overcome those moments in your natural hair journey. So, grab your olive oil and let's comb through those tangles and apply strategies and steps to overcome those roadblocks to having healthy and growing natural hair. Hello and welcome back to Luminex Essentials Audiocast. I am your host, Carole Maxineau. I am in the business of inspiring and helping naturals with Afro-textured hair to feel empowered for her to succeed in having a healthy, customized hair care regimen to best meet her hair care needs. So welcome on to today. And if you haven't done so, head on over to Keeping It Natural Hair Group. There, I go live once a month, face-to-face, giving you further helpful strategies so that you can apply right now in your hair care journey. So welcome on to again. Today, I am going to talk about, do you love your hair? I know. We all have a love and hateful relationship with our hair. Some days we have the quote unquote good hair day. The other day we have the bad hair day. But despite what your hair condition is, do you still love it even when it may not work in your favor? Think about that. I had to learn that. I had to sit down and I had to do a self-evaluation about my hair. You know, when you sit down and you do a self-evaluation about yourself, you know, how can you improve on this? How can you make this situation better? How can you help someone? How can you change your mind or your outlook or your perception on certain things? Or even listening to inspirational or motivational or even spiritual messages that can give you guidance in the best way that you should go. So that is the same thing when it comes to your hair. Are you giving your hair the love that it needs? Because even if your hair does not work in your favor, you still have to give it the love that it needs. When going back to natural or embracing your natural hair, there are a couple things you must understand. The first thing is that you must love who you are first. Because if you love who you are first, then you can love your hair, yes, because we're talking about hair, but you can also learn to love other people, even when they may not do things in a favor or they fall short of expectations, because we cannot do everything to please everyone, right? So in the same manner with our hair, we can try to manipulate our hair to be a certain style, but when you let it all down, it's just gonna fall the way it normally would, okay? So when you look in the mirror, you are going to see something that you probably never seen before, or you may not seen since you were a child. Your hair, your natural root, your curls, your kinks, your pattern. When you look at yourself, you say to yourself, this is who I am. When you take off the braids, when you take off the wig, when you take off the weaves, this is who you are. Natural, exposing every flaws that can be imagined, exposing every imperfection, how it falls or how it layers down on every strand. This is who you are. This is the very moment is where you begin to embrace and you begin to start developing and challenging your confidence. It is a challenging because it's something that you may not be comfortable with. You know, I read scriptures and I believe in God. And I believe God is the foundation for everything and how things are operated in our life. But he also gives us free will. You see, God, he created you in his image. He said that you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. Now, there are times where things may go wrong. Of course, yes, and also in God creation, because the fall of man that led to sin and separation from God. But sometimes we get caught up in what other people think that we deserve instead of thinking about what we deserve for ourselves, not what other people are portraying on us to define what beauty is. So you see, in what other people think or what they may define as beauty, you need to challenge that. You have to go back and eternally redefine what is beautiful to you. You are beautiful on the inside as well as an outside. You are beautiful whatever state that you are in. And you know what? Many eyes see different things. Many eyes capture what beauty is to them. So different pair of eyes interpret what they feel or think what beauty is. So let me ask you this question. Is loving your hair not considered beautiful? Is loving your hair making you fall short that you don't want to give it the care that it needs? Is loving your hair, even when it does not work in your favor, will you still give it the attention that it needs? Want to know how you can support this podcast? First, subscribe to Luminex Essentials Texture Talk podcast and send this link out to all your curly girl friends so that it can sustain its further reach so that they too can become active listeners to receive the benefits and growth in their hair care journey. Now, let's continue on in this episode. Remember the mirror? When you look at the natural you, remember that is you. If you were to start on a fitness goal and you start losing a lot of weight, you already accepted what you saw in the mirror at the very first moment. The same thing goes for your hair. At that very moment, that is who you are. If you see it as beauty, then that is beauty to you. Then whatever else comes after that, what other people may think, see, or say, does not matter, because you are defining your own beauty. You see, beauty does not define who you are as a person. You are beautiful because God said you're beautiful. God made you in his own image. You are beautiful because you are just are. So when you accept your natural hair and you are not concerned about what others may say, you will have the confidence not to change because they want you to change. You are able to change because you want better. And that is your perception what beauty is. But you know what? When others say that your hair is not beautiful to them, be an influence. Don't argue with them. Still be comfortable in your own hair, in your own skin. Be comfortable with you. Be grateful that you even have hair on your head, because there are many women out there who are challenging with thinning hair, losing their hair, or some medical condition that may cause their hair to not be full as it was before, or to be long as it was before, or even to have something on their hair, on their head. So be grateful. Thank God that you even have hair on your head. Anyway, it doesn't matter if it's long, it doesn't matter if it's short, it doesn't even matter if it's thin, thick, medium, gray, blonde, purple, green, black, brown, blonde, it is your hair. Some people have difficulty to even grow their hair, and others have lost their hair. So be thankful of your own hair. Embrace it. Love it. It could be here today and it could be gone tomorrow. So what are you going to do about that? If it's gone tomorrow, are you still going to love your hair? Or are you going to not love yourself? Realize that when you go back to natural, it's not just a physical transformation. It really takes all of you to become a new being. So I want to challenge you this. So when people start asking you things like, are you going to straighten your hair, or saying you should not wear your hair out in an afro because that's so 70s, do not take it to heart. Question their definition of beauty and see if it aligns up to your judgment or your perception of beauty. It is not their concern of how you choose to wear or embrace your hair. Just remember, Afro-textured hair is unique, and that's what makes you very special. And you know what? Surround yourself with positive people, supportive people that are going to love their hair no matter what change it undergoes. Avoid negative judgments, because it's going to come, and it's going to come hard. But it goes back to what you define what beauty is. So let me ask you this question. Do you love your natural hair? Do you love your natural hair when it doesn't work in your favor? And when it doesn't work in your favor, are you going to give it the care and TLC that it needs? Because the only way it can change, unless it starts with you first. So, this is Curl Maxinu, your natural hair consultant, author, and your natural curl champion. I am here in the business of inspiring, empowering naturals to succeed in having a healthy, customized hair care regimen. And if you haven't done so, head on over to Keeping It Natural Hair Group. There, I come live once a month, face-to-face, giving you further trainings so that you can succeed in your hair care journey here and now. And if you need further ways to go about resetting and building your hair care regimen concerning those problems that you're having with your hair right now, let's get on a phone call and let's see how I can help you to succeed further and overcome the challenges faced with you at this moment. And I'll talk to you again until next time. Take care and God bless. Thank you so much for supporting Luminex Essentials Texture Talk podcast. If you are ready to join a community of women just like you who want to advance in her knowledge to overcome the struggles, the uncertainties when it comes to managing her textured hair, well, guess what? My community is definitely for you. If you want to join today, definitely click the link below, and there you can subscribe to become a monthly member. With that, you get live lesson topics, trainings, you get your own access to your hair portal where I have these great phenomenal bonuses and gifts that are waiting for you. Free consultation with me whenever you feel that you need more support. I am there to guide you and to support you along each way. So if you're ready, definitely click the link below or message me to sign up for the new Natural Hair Community membership, and I will see you inside. Let's get our hair healthy and growing. Remember, girl, you're not alone.